From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. She's too young to drive or vote, and she's yet to earn her high school diploma. But on Wednesday, 6 days shy of her 16th birthday, Michelle Wee will shed her amateur status and become the world's highest-paid female golfer. Guess she won't need an allowance anymore. It's been reported that Wee plans to announce that she's going pro in Honolulu in an 8 a.m. press conference, timed so that she won't be late for high school. Wee has also reportedly negotiated multi-million dollar contracts with Nike and Sony, which means we're all going to be seeing a lot more of the six-foot-tall teenager. Joining us to talk about Wee's transition is John Hawkins, senior writer for Golf World magazine. John, thanks for being with us.
You got it.
Now, what do we know about these endorsement deals?
Well, Michelle will sign at least two deals, probably three, one with Nike for just under $5 million a year, and one in a similar range financially with Sony. There's also word that she'll sign a deal with Casio. She's about to become a rich young lady, and we'll see if she can perform on the course to live up to that off-course revenue.
How does this place her in terms of ranking and endorsement deals?
She instantly becomes the highest paid female golfer in the world, and she will be the third highest paid female athlete in the world behind a couple tennis players, Maria Sharapova and Serena Williams.
And how does she stack up against the male golfers?
I don't think she would register in the top 50. I mean, there's a lot more money on the men's side, just kind of a whole different ballgame there.
Well, let's talk about Nike. Woods and Wee will now take center stage. Is there enough room for both of them?
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think they represent two different things. Michelle represents equality and has sort of that pioneer motif. She likes to compete against men. She's young. But Woods has won 45, 46 tournaments and 10 major championships. Michelle hasn't won a tournament at the pro level yet and hasn't won a tournament of any size in over 2 years. So she's got a bit of ground to cover before she reaches the Tiger Woods stratosphere.
Many were surprised at Tiger Woods' charisma once he sort of stepped onto that stage in these endorsement deals. What about Michelle Wee? Is she charismatic?
Oh, yeah. I think she's more equipped to handle this at age 16 than Tiger was at 20. She'll eat it up.
When she enters this new world, you've reported that she's decided not to go with a traditional golf management company. Instead, she's signed on with an entertainment giant, William Morris. What do you read into that?
I don't read into it as much as some other people might. I think she's looking to separate herself a little bit. I think she's commercially, I think she's probably looking for things long-term outside of the game. I'm not sure she can get a whole lot more famous until she starts winning golf tournaments. And really, let's face it, Michelle, fame is what allows you to transcend sports like golf. And in time, Serena Williams may be her model. I mean, Serena Williams recently did an HBO special or whatever, a movie, and I believe she's in another movie as well. So William Morris counts Serena Williams as a client, and I think that Serena might have served as Michelle's template here in terms of long-term career direction.
John Hawkins, it's been good talking to you.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
John Hawkins is a senior writer for Golf World magazine.